You're listening to the WoW Challenges Podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 225. Today is Saturday, July 18th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Stir. Welcome. Howdy. How are you?
Oh, really good. And yourself?
I'm here. Hang on. This is me.
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It. You know, the best part is it's a weekend.
It is. It is a weekend. It is very exciting that it is a weekend, which is always good. Mind you, it's my Sunday, so got to go back to work, which is like, but anyway, you get that.
I do. Enjoy but, it. Then.
Yes. Much to do. Anyway, welcome chat room. But we're very excited this week to catch up with Zaya, who is here, and you know what? Not only is he here to, you know, say hi, but we get to congratulate him on hitting 120 with his Iron Man, our 18th Iron Man, this expansion.
Woo! Yay!
Very exciting.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. It's an amazing achievement. And we're going to pick your brains, which is always good. And I think the chat room will definitely enjoy that, because we like to pick people's brains and find out what's going on and how you did it and all those kinds of things. So first off, tell us the journey that you had with your 120 Iron Man. What did you do? How did it go?
Well, the first 80 levels are quite straightforward for me.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely lose a tune below 80.
Mm-hmm.
So I used all the thousand bolt bash and all the other things like that to speed up that thing anyways.
Yeah.
So I came a lot earlier at those levels, and I go to the Dust Wood, the winter spring. I love the spring. I do have almost all I can in there.
Mm-hmm.
I try to avoid the old bears because they eat like trucks. But and after that, I completely skipped Heartland this time.
Mm-hmm.
I only did, I usually do Nagrand because I love the zone.
Mm-hmm.
But with the boost and the holidays, I only have bought the Dragonblight
in
Northland, a little bit of Grizzly Hills, and some major tournaments. I really like to do quests,
mm-hmm,
at level. So it's a little bit risky sometimes,
mm-hmm,
often,
mm-hmm,
I could say, but it gives me a lot more levels each day, so I could do. I checked the few State of the Challengers from the past weeks,
mm-hmm,
and I could easily get 8 or 9 levels per week, which I found quite. I can't believe I can do that.
Nice.
Really.
So once I hit 80, excuse me, I started the Alfield dailies, the Jade Forest.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I went to the Renor, opened my Great Cavern. It was kind of funny because me and Ash were at the same point at the same time to open our garrison, so we kind of helped each other because we were there. It was quite weird.
Oh,
was not planned at all.
Oh, we're gonna have to take the 120 away from you. Oh man,
it was quite weird because I was ready to open it, and Ash was ready to open it. So, okay, what do we do now? Do we wait for one? So we didn't wait for the other to do it. So we went there and opened the garage together.
Mm-hmm.
So. I say it's quite it's still legit because we didn't plan it in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. Okay, go.
Cool. Nice.
So, but I admit it is a little bit fuzzy.
The gray area, yes, the gray area.
A little bit fuzzy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I tease because I'll open up a garrison and people will go, well, you're a rogue or a druid, how'd you do it? And I'm like, well, I was just sitting outside the cave, I was cleaning my weapon, I didn't have the safety on, and another player came along and I accidentally, you know, tagged it. I mean, it was totally accident. Totally.
My gun just went off. Oops.
Yeah. Whoops. Well, wait a minute. Druids don't have guns. So a spell went off. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, it's making opportunities, isn't it? Like, you know, it's one of those things. We know there's a lot of people out there that are playing, and you know, at different stages, starting zones in particular, when you're playing teams. But you know, it's one of these things that if you're lucky enough that someone happens to be around and they just happen to be on the same quest that you're doing, you know, the gun goes off, the starfire hits, the chaos bolt to the face hits. It these things do happen. So, you know, sometimes you just got to take the opportunity. So we understand that. But, I mean,
and was good. It can work both ways too. Mm. I was in BFA land the other day with the druid, and I was in stealth and I was just minding my own business, kind of off to the side, and there's a rare not too far away, and there's no way I was going to chase it or even try. But another player came along and tagged it, and I went, I'm not getting involved. And then suddenly I'm in combat and I'm half my damage is gone, and I'm like, whoa, because it has an area of effect, and I start running. I'm aggroing now other mobs. My screen is flashing red, and I just barely hit Shadow Meld in time. And it's like, hanging around a cave is not a good idea. Mm-hmm. So it works both ways.
Yep. Absolutely. And I think most of us have experienced that feeling of when someone's pulled mobs and they've died, and you know, mobs end up on us and we die, or it's never a nice thing to happen. So yeah, so it does happen both ways, absolutely. But that was good. That obviously helped to be able to get the garrison open. What else happened?
Well, I usually try to open the class hall in Legion, but the only way I found to be able to do it is by taking the survival weapon.
Okay.
But this time I had, let's say, a brain fart and choose the Beastmaster weapon, which cannot be done on our Iron Man. It's really too tough. Even on full heirlooms, it's a really bad place to go.
Yeah.
So I did open the class hall in Legion, but it can. Besides that, I went about the usual ways. So, bonus objectives in Legion, a few quests I can do in Azuna, there was Masharer, and but that Stormheim, I never go to Stormheim. I ate the end week with them. Anyway, and in BFA, it was the usual. It's a chest run every day,
mm-hmm.
because you won and you get some of them. You can have XP from them.
Yeah.
And I made a macro with the TomTom waypoints just to be able to go about where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
See, nice. And there are a few quests I can do. And in the Rotvar, I was lucky because a few bonus objectives that I wouldn't even have tried, there was someone else there. So I tagged along and was able to do them. Like the one with the bees. Okay, in Rotvar, not sure how the place is called, but it is a really bad place for Irons.
Yep.
Because there are many sure bees is. There, and they are linked, and you have to be very careful if you are alone there.
Yeah.
So someone there or there is what the demon hunter, so it will, those are absolutely impossible to kill. So I was I could do that easily by just following him and doing the quest.
Okay. Again, look, opportunity is key, I think. Four times when we're on a challenge soon, absolutely. You know, sometimes we don't go looking for it, but when people pop up and it's just like, hey, they're on the same quest, you know, that's certainly a way to go. Awesome. All right. Well, and where did you finish? Where did you end up dinging 120?
In Samsung Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of a dried lake with a kind of like an island with a village in it.
Yes.
In the middle. That's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to kill some iron pillagers and things like that.
Yeah.
That quest is easy to do because you just have to tag the mobs while the guards do the job.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is not get aggro, so you don't get killed.
easy said than done sometimes. Speaking from experience, yes. Oh, well, that's good. 120. Dinging over there. Yeah. It's a lovely zone, too. It really is. Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that is useful on the hunter in BFA.
Mm.
When you have flight.
Yes.
If you don't have fly, it's not the same thing. But I used to fly around for the chest. I go down. I freeze trap the mob near the chest, pick the chest, go away, ping them.
Yep.
So I could easily get all the chests there.
Okay.
Sometimes 2-3 mobs, so okay, I skipped them, but most of the chests are easily doable with that trick.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, okay, I've got to ask, because there's a couple of listeners, like I won't name names, Ash or Assy, who have, you know, it seems like BFA, this expansion, was really tough for the three of you to get to 120, and Assy did recently, and now you have, and we're waiting on Ash, but he went around clicking fires in Strat and died. So so much for opening up the garrison. Sorry, buddy. But what do you think Zaya is different this time around with this tune? I mean, what helped get you to 120 this time?
Well, I lost a few above 110.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost always play hunters. Mm-hmm. Except from where I played the paladin on the contest recently, which made me discover that Pally could make it to 120.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't started one yet. Maybe I will, but with Shadowlands coming up, I don't know if I have time to do that. But normal mobs are even on unders are quite hard in DFA. Usually, I would one mob, only one, not two, one. My pet die, I face trap the mob, I raise the pet, and start again.
Yep.
And there are two mobs, normal mobs, not named ones or rares or anything, normal mobs.
Yeah.
And some wolves in Dwarvar, for instance, often kill my pet two or three times before I'm able to kill the mob.
Wow.
So you have to be very patient, very careful. Have all your cooldown, know where, when they will get up and play on that. So be very careful, be patient. And that's something I am quite, I want to go fast.
we all do.
So you have to be, you kill one mob, wait for cooldown, I go the second one and rinse and repeat. If there's someone taking along, you try to tag the mob they kill so you get the credit for that also, and things like that. That's why I haven't gone to 120 before. I think since my latest champion was in the winner, I got to 100.
Yeah.
And since that, I have never been able to get a champion. In fact, I think I haven't even passed 100 since BFA. Because, probably because of that.
Yeah,
I try too much to go fast, so I do something stupid and die.
Understand
that could be
that.
The show. That could be the show title. I did something stupid, and I died. Every one of us have been there. and by the way, you've said it or you implied it, and that is especially for folks who are trying the challenge and they've died a couple of times. One, take advantage of, like right now, the Winds of Wisdom. You know, the 100% XP bonus is still going on. You will just breeze through some of the expansions so quickly because of it. If you can get to 60, you're going to get to 80 because you just, it just flies because of that buff. And then holidays, like good grief, the summer festival bonfires, that is so much XP. So the next biggie is what, Brewfest or I can't remember the next really big one, but Brewfest is what I remember. But definitely,
yeah.
Take advantage of it. Zoom, and get your tune to max level. And you know, I think you know Assi and Zaya are inspirations. That you know what? Look how long it's taken them to get to 120, and but they persevere. You know, that's the key. Patience. Keep trying, you'll get there.
That's absolutely it. And I think the good thing to remember is, yeah, it is fantastic to have this buff. We've had, you know, quite a few champions in BFA so far. As I said, you know, Zaya's our 18th, which is, again, amazing. Everyone that hits max level on challenge tunes, it's a wonderful achievement. But it still comes down to patience, you know. It's all part of it. Whether it's making it to 60, some of us struggle just to do that at times. And, you know, and just being patient with your quests you're doing, your class you're playing, your cooldowns, all of those things. So, you know, it is an amazing feat for all of our challenge champions. And again, Zaya, we massive congratulations on hitting definitely 120, and it's a long time coming, but well deserved, because we are so thrilled. We are so thrilled for you, so happy for you, which is awesome.
For sure.
So I'm sorry, you go.
In fact, Lita and I were talking about what we should talk about on the next podcast, and I was saying, you know, we've seen an uptick in the guild of newer players, and we always love it when new people join the guild because they bring fresh ideas and enthusiasm, and you know the old timers just sit back and go, well, you're going to die, you know. So we're thinking, wait a minute, we're supposed to inspire new players. So I wanted to ask you, Zaya, from your perspective, when you're playing a challenge tune, you know, what are some of the things that new players can expect? What is the difference between playing the challenge versus normal retail, regular WoW? What are some of the, you know, the highs and lows of that? What, from your perspective?
Well, ordinary tunes are red. If you die, you're pissed off, but you go back to your body, you rest, mm-hmm. and clobber the mob that killed you. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron cannot do that. You have to be able to not die at all, which is quite hard at the beginning, mm-hmm. to get the mindset, do not do stupid things.
Sure title.
Don't die. That is, the mindset is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get it, it gets a lot easier to go farther. But mm-hmm. the higher you get, the harder it gets too.
Mm.
Yeah, I have some real life friends who wouldn't even think of going in BFA without at least 150 at high level, item level.
Sure.
Like doing, I have 44, mm-hmm. and I made it to 20.
Nice.
But my real life friend is, you're nuts. So what? But it's a real one. If you like it, you don't like it. You either hate it or love it. There's no in between.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. And I think you hit it. I mean, you hit it. I mean, with the attitude is so important. I mean, just because you're really good at raiding, it doesn't necessarily translate into this challenge because of mm-hmm. the patience, the taking a lot of precautions, thinking things through. I mean, you know, when you're playing regular retail, it's like, oh, do this quest, run out, doesn't work, or you die, you run back from the, you know, the graveyard, you come back, you try again. You just, it's like, it just, death just sets you back a few minutes of time. That's it.
Mm.
Versus, you know, the challenge, you know, you die. It's like, you're really? Done. You're done. I don't want to be done. Oh, man. Where's that beer?
If you do a lot of dungeons and a lot of raids, Iron is completely different because you are alone and you cannot heal. Nobody else can heal you. You have to heal yourself or find a way but to die. Yeah. It's quite a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just find a lot more enjoyable.
Mm.
I tried a few ways, but I really died down.
Mm-hmm. It is a very big, big mindset. And for some people, you know, it's to change that mindset can be its own hurdle at times. So I think, you know, we all know that you've got to change your play style. You know, you can't go and be gung-ho. You can't run into a pack of mobs and expect that you're going to be okay. And the fact is that a lot of times, like Zaya was saying, you pull one. He's in BFA. He's pulling one. He knows if he pulls two, he's probably going to die. So you've got to be able to take those things patiently and carefully and look at padding mobs and look at the way things are instead of rushing into things, knowing what you're going to be, you know, facing, how things hit, what they're, you know, what damage they're going to do to you, all of that.
And just day to day, like, you know how you'll be with your tune, you know, just sitting there watching the actions of patrols and seeing how they pat and how the timing, and some other player on a mount will go charging by, drawing every one of them, and you're just watching, you're just shaking your head like idiot, and then you have to sit there and wait for them to return back to their points, mm-hmm. and you're just watching all that. Now, in every day of a challenge play, if you get on your mount and you try that same stunt, what will happen? You're going to get dismounted. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have 10 of them on you and you're going to die. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. game over. So you don't charge through zones on a mount, without a lot of caution, because it's a dangerous stunt to be trying.
Yep. Absolutely. It can be. Yeah, I think the patience is probably the biggest thing, is to sit and watch and make sure that you're safe, because as we also know, other people put you in danger quite often through no fault of you minding your own business and just doing, trying to do your quest or trying to get to a certain point. So you're clearing your path in, and someone in full heirlooms or whatever it is comes charging in, and all of a sudden something happens, they die, mobs are resetting, you get aggro. So there's a lot of that stuff to be very careful of, especially if you're on, like, say, a pacifist, where you don't want any of that proximity kills. So you've got to, depending on what challenge you're doing, but all challenges, again, just to be aware, to constantly being aware. I don't know if you guys, both of you, find that. I just am so much more aware of, or try to be so much more aware of surroundings when I'm on a challenger tune, because of what other people can do. And, it's not always the good things that they do, it's the bad things, which could end up with me being dead on a tune. So that's the big thing. Let's talk about leveling paths. Now, you guys, both of you, let's say you've been playing challenge tunes for a while. Just a little bit. Not too much. Just a few so leveling paths. So I know, Zaya, you were saying, getting to 80 for you that's kind of your norm, that's your normal, so to speak. But tell us, for all of those people that are either new to the challenges or still, might be struggling to get to level 30 or level 40 or to level 10. Like, what do you do? Tell us about where you start from. So on this one, your tune was a panda. So you were doing Panda Island, which is always a fun one. But like starting zones, what do you do when you got out of the starting zone? How was your leveling?
Well, I try to focus on reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you revert with a city, you can have a 16 slot time mm-hmm. for cheap. So I usually try to get Stormwind Rep or Darnassus or Ironforge, depending on the class I start with.
Yep.
On the class, on the race I start with. Okay. As a Pandaren, I had no web at all. Maybe friendly for all of them. So I concentrated on Stormwind. So I mm-hmm. did Wind Forest and things like that. Dustwood, Northern Stanglethorn.
Yep.
Which have a few quests with just to get to River to buy the bag, mm-hmm. and then I go about. By the time you get River with the bonus XP as a Pandaren,
yep.
you're 40, so you can go anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, what I'd say is do the zone you like. I think Stir like Eastern and Western Plaguelands. I hate them, I never go there. But I usually do Fellwood, Winter Spring, Swamp of the World. I try to do those because I like them. Mm-hmm. And I stay away from Whistler Pigland and Whistler Pigland because I load both of them. But Sir will have maybe another something else, another option about that. Mm-hmm. So try to do the zone you like. Mm-hmm. And if you have a goal like some reputation to get something, go away. Go do the zone to get the rep there. Mm-hmm. I try now that it was the five, I think, that gave the trick. I often go to Dunmore at 52, 53 because you get from quest wide gear that are scaled up at 45. So you get better gear than level 45. So it helps you get later at higher level later.
Myself, I'm a little bit different and also the same. I agree with Zaya on the quest and, you know, roam around where you enjoy, you know, what you know and things like that. But I usually don't go for reputation. I usually go for the easiest, least risk quest. And I used to be real rigid on my leveling path, you know, starting out in Teldrassil with a Night Elf. And but now that with the squish, the XP squish, I find it's easier just to hop around to your favorite zones and do those quests that are easy, low risk, in fact a lot of times non-combat. And even if your character is a fighter, like a paladin or warrior or even a hunter, I still gravitate towards the least fighting quest. And you can get away with it right now with the double XP bonus that's going on. So you can pick and choose. You can get all the way up to 80, not doing all the quests, not doing all the zones, just doing the ones you like, because there's so, you will not run out of content. So just go do the ones you like and you should get there. I think Rogue Slayer said it best. If you're a completionist, you'll never get there. You'll die trying, right? I mean, because it's just so risky. But so my leveling path is the easy route.
Nice.
I like it.
we all like taking the easy route, so that sounds like a good one. Some of us though just kind of get sidetracked off somewhere else. It's like,
you know, Lita, if you see a group of gnolls or trogs, you just go right for them, don't you? I mean, it's like a magnet.
It is. You know, it's just like they're like, come on, Lena, come over here.
There's some Murlocs. I'm gonna go over and say hi to them.
It's like, you know, we've got a candle for you, and then you get over there, and they're like, me no take candle.
Here's a shiny apple for your death. Here's a shiny apple.
Yeah. Yes, it's always fun in games until you die. So
it is. That would be a good show title.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Zaya, what you know, we've kind of danced around it for this 120. What was the toughest part? It sounded like opening up the garrison wasn't that hard because a stranger walked by, but on this particular tune, what was your rough period for this tune?
Since I have not done many of BFA, it was hard. I did on a Tin Man, my palier from the contest that died, and I did many things in BFA. So I knew what I could do and what could I I thought I could not do in the EFA.
Yep.
On my own time. But it is quite. If you think that Dunmaru is hard, you haven't seen BFA yet.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, here's a related question. Do you think players that have Legion and BFA flight have an easier time leveling, or it doesn't really matter?
If you have flight, especially in BFA, you can go from chest to chest without encountering any mobs.
Yeah.
You get to the chest, is there mobs around? You worry about them. You don't have to worry about anything in between because you're flying above them. So it is a big difference.
Yep.
Okay.
You really should try to take one of your dead tombs and get flight there.
Yeah. And the reason I ask the question selfishly is I don't have Legion or BFA flight, and so stealth is the great equalizer in that case.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't have flight, you better have stealth, because don't try to do chess runs in BFA if you don't have one of them, because you won't be able to. Many chests are almost impossible to get to without killing many mobs. And mobs are really hard to kill in BFA. So you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And again, for the viewers who haven't been to BFA on a challenge, even with flight or stealth, those chests respawn daily, and you can easily, just doing a, you know, the treasure chest run, get 5 bubbles a day just doing that, and then you can do, you know, PVZ
a level with the chest run and PVZ.
Okay, there you go, half a level. So it's getting to know where the treasure chests are located is a huge advantage.
Yeah,
and you learn pretty quick which ones pay and which ones don't. There's some chests in BFA, they will never give you points, whether they're guarded or not. And so you learn not to even bother. So, okay.
A few chests are one-time shot, and a few that reset. So you can do, the first time you get there, I do the one time first, and then the dailies every day until I get there.
Sure. Nice. Okay. All right. Well, you know, and again, it's all experience that we can gain for those of us that have not yet been there, especially on an iron or a green, you know, or working man. It's those kinds of things that certainly do help, that we can help formulate plans for us when we get there. So, you know, all of this advice and from both of you, you know, it helps us. It's got to help all of us to make that, you know, journey to max level at when we get to that point. So I think this is always quite an interesting question, because a journey, as we know, for a challenge toon is, I would say, long. Now, long is a piece of string, isn't it? Really, you can say for some toons, long could be, you know, a week, a month, year, depends on what that is. But a journey for a challenge toon takes many ups and downs. But when you look back, Zaya, do you think on this iron, on your newest 120, that you would have done anything differently? Is there, you know, is there a different path that you would have done? Is there something in particular that you would have looked at?
Not really.
No? You're happy with how everything traveled with the journey?
I have a few close calls once in a while. But it all depends on the random number generators. Sometimes some mobs will do a few crits in a row, so you'll have a lot more damage than usual. Mm-hmm. And the next one, you kill it almost easily. So there is always a random somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would probably do the same thing.
Okay.
Or along the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are bonus objective in as you know, like the library or something like that, I don't remember the name. It's easy to do if you know where to go. You have mm-hmm. to be on the edges and kill one mob at a time that is alone, things like that. Mm-hmm. Once you learn that, it's easy to repeat for every tune you get.
Yeah.
So I will probably do more or less the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe skip some quests, maybe do something else. Say there are many quests. Like I know that Dragonblight, I can do many things except in the keep.
Mm-hmm.
The West under Naxxramax is a really bad place. But that or Borentodra or Grizzlies, those for me are quite equivalent. So one is not harder than the other.
Mm-hmm.
I can do any of those in any order I want,
mm-hmm.
and still get past Northrend to Pandaria. Mm-hmm. I'll never do Kala. I only do the opening quest, and that's it. In Twilight Island, I open the flight path.
Yep.
And I return. I never open the portal back to Stormwind in Twilight Island,
mm-hmm.
because it's hard.
Yep.
And there are easier things to do in Pandaria than that, so I skip Pandaria. I skip Kata because Pandaria is easier at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the deities in Arfield and things like that.
Yep. Gotcha. And that is, you know, once again, that is a really good point. There is a lot of quests and a lot of things to do. If you're unsure, leave it. Like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen is you try something, you end up dead. At high level, all that time that you've put into a tune, you know, to start again. So if you're unsure, go. There are plenty of other quests that you can go and get XP from, correct? So, you know, if you're not sure, test it on a different tune and or leave it and find something else. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And learn.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah. And learn to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
To walk away, yeah.
Yeah, walk away. I mean, if you're Night Elf and or Rogue and you have Shadow Meld or Vanish, one of the tempting things to do is you come across a treasure chest, but it's guarded like by three people. And you're mm-hmm. like, You're like, well, I could sap one. I could blind the other. I could go ahead and just grab the chest and run and then shadow meld.
Yeah.
And that is a really, really dangerous way of snagging those treasure chests. And so mm-hmm. you gotta say, what if that doesn't work? What if shadow meld failed? What are you gonna do then? And how are you gonna get away? And you just learn over time, just don't bother. You'll get those points right around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, so just walk away.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly.
Even on Between Death, you're mm-hmm. not invisible. If there is some mobs nearby that do some area of effect damage, mm-hmm. you will die too. I lost a 100 like that. My first 7 champion.
Yep.
I lost it like that.
Ouch.
I hit Between Death. My pet was still alive. And the mob did some my way, and I clank. Okay, I'm dead. Okay.
Yep.
Another show title. Okay, I'm good. Well, it's like those, you know, in winter, spring, I mean, a bunch of us like to go do winter, spring runs. Mm-hmm. And if a treasure chest is guarded by those three, I don't know what they are, Winterfell Village bears or whatever, Alkins, but they can do lightning bolts. It only takes three of them and you're dead. And well, if you've got three of them shooting on you, you won't get away quick enough. It's you'll die.
Lightning bolt is bad. On whatever one does, lightning bolt is bad. Run.
It is bad. You're grounded. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Exactly.
Electrical joke.
I was gonna let that go, but you know.
Okay, Zaya, before we go off into the weeds, into chemistry or electricity, for those listening and would like to do a challenge tune, you know, everyone who comes on the show, we ask them, well, what advice do you give them? What do you suggest? And, you know, some people say, well, roll a night elf because you get shadow meld. Mm-hmm. What's your advice for new challengers?
Well, I try to not roll start night elf because of the shadow meld.
Mm-hmm.
When I roll hunter, I try to randomize the race.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the past 3 years I've had maybe one night elf. I always do something different. I don't like the idea of shadow meld. Mm-hmm. Because it's not too easy, but it gives you something easy to get out at the start, which I think you don't really need. If you need shadow meld below level 80, you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I play hunter because I get fiend death eventually,
mm-hmm.
but quite late. And when I play the pally, night elf can be pally anyway. So, and I went to 88 before getting killed, if I remember well, so starting like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you know your class, you don't need night elf. It helps.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But if you can get another, you can get any race to any level. Not maybe on any class though. Rogue can be quite hard at the higher levels because they don't have enough DPS to kill things. Hunter can. Protection Paladin can too, mm-hmm. that I found out with the Maintainment.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not done all the possibilities that that there are. There are hundreds of them. My goal was to get to 120. I got mm-hmm. to 120 on the Hunter. So maybe I'll try another class.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Night Elf is nice because of shadow meld, but it's not mandatory at all.
Mm.
True.
You can get any race to 120 if you have a good class and you know how to play it to get to 120.
Mm-hmm.
I can, like I said, I don't really like the shaman class. Shaman. So I'm not sure how well I could get there. But maybe it's doable. I don't know. You need a class that you know, that you like, and go there.
Mm, sure. Definitely.
Sure. And maybe a corollary to that is play the class and race that you know really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we'll have new folks join the guild for the first time trying to challenge, and they'll say, okay, guys, what's the absolute hardest race in class? Because that's what I'm going to do. And you're like, yeah, you're not going to last a couple of days. It's, you know, play what you know. It's
yeah. Like, we've had many people give lots of different advice over over the years, and again, it's what it comes down to you, but as the veterans know, as the pros, as we like to say, know that, you know, when you know a race and you know the class, you know that backwards and forwards and all the way around. So it can mean that you get out of a bad situation, whereas if you're on a different class that you don't know, that you'll, you know, 9 times out of 10 you're going to end up dead. So whereas if you know a class, you've got more chances of getting out of a trickier situation, or not putting yourself into the tricky situation, because you know how things are going to pull, you know what your class can do, and all of that. So I think, you know, it's one of the biggest pieces of advice is definitely to know your race and your class that you're going to play. And don't forget, it's a long journey, isn't it, guys? Like, really, it is a long journey. Why would you play something that you don't really, you know, really know and want to get to know on a challenge tune? It can be really hard getting to know how to play a class on a challenge tune. So, do it for fun. Enjoy your classes. Zaya, what do you have, just to finish off, like setup-wise, what do you do for your challenge tunes? Do you have any particular setup with your UIs? Do you like to go default? Do you like to use any add-ons that you're just like, yes, I use an add-on and I always must have this add-on if I'm on a challenge tune?
I don't have any particular add-on for Iron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big add-on fan. I use EndyNotes, GatherMates, to know where the nodes are, and treasures and things like that. Mm-hmm. Candy Bucket for the Candy Bucket Final Wings, the Mr. Fires, things like that. TomTom for the micro, that I talked about. Mm-hmm. If I want to go somewhere, I put a TomTom arrow and I follow that. Mm-hmm. And that's the bottom. I have Auctionator too.
Mm-hmm.
Just help me sell things, but it's a lot less useful since the change in the auction house.
Yeah,
because you now see the load, the last every Blizzard give us everything there, so Auctionator is less useful now.
Yeah,
I have Recon too, but that's only for regular irons. Mm-hmm. For you. Tunes, not irons. I don't use. I don't disable it.
Mm-hmm.
I just remove it from the screen. So
yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's easier just to be like, I'll leave it, but I'm gonna hide it. I just, you know,
yeah,
mucking around with things. Sometimes it's just like it's easier. I just, you know, just shut that down. Just hide it on this screen. That's fine. Yes.
Basic UI. I use the basic UI. Mm-hmm. I like to see all the actors.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I don't use often. I put it on some action bars on the left, on the right side, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I mean, definitely the way to go. So other than, you know, other than hitting 120 this week on your Panda Hunter, have you done anything else, or did you, you know, like just kick back and be like, you know what, guys, I'm done, I'm gonna have a rest, not gonna do anything else this week, I'm just gonna chill out over here in Stormwind and you know, have a beer?
I got my working man from 80 to 90.
Nice.
That cool.
Well done.
A little bit on the back too, but not enough for getting a level.
Mm-hmm. Well, still, so you've been busy, basically. You've been busy. Nice.
A little bit.
Yeah, just alcoholic for the win. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your journey as well, and we appreciate that and all the advice. Again, you know, people, You can take the advice or not. It's up to you. But, you know, we are talking to one of our challenge veterans who's been doing this for, what did we say, double figures? 10 years, Zaya? 10 years? Wow. Soon. So, again, you know, wonderful advice. So thank you for that. Stir. I'm guessing you've done nothing this week. You've just, just been stealth, running around Stormwind, looking for sewer beast.
Oh, God, you know the sewer beast. I'm still upset about that. Because, I'd heard Ash and Chris and others talking about the sewer beast, and I just went, yeah. Who can die to the sewer beast? It's in Stormwind. And then when it happened to me, I'm like, oh, man, this... Oh.
Sewer anyway, beast.
I've been working on my... I've got two main tunes, a druid, because I'm determined to get a druid there. Mm-hmm. And she's now 112.
Nice.
And and let me tell you, going through the double XP with the Winds of Wisdom, and also the Summer Feast with all the bonfires, I got to totally skip the... Legion expansion on that tune, just go from Draenor straight over, because you just make so many points. And so I don't mind skipping Legion. I don't like Legion, and so for a challenge,
nice.
And then I still have the contest hunter, so I'm doing like Fur. I think Fur's got two contest tunes going back. I've got one, and it's the hunter. And she's at 110, so skipped Legion with that one too. So I'm kind of waiting for someone else to get to BFA so that they can tell me. Like Jang was giving me some tips on what to do as a hunter in BFA, because I don't know what to do. I don't have stealth. I don't have flight. It's like, well, you can show up, but what do you do? And you're like, you can. You can just watch other people walk by, but that's about it.
So. Be like, hi.
Yeah. And then I've got, and then lastly, I've got a pacifist because of that other contest. And so she's zooming right along. She's at 80, 82, I think. Yeah. So nice. She's getting back up there. So, and her name is Beaster because. Mm-hmm. I like to name my tunes to what death she, fell to before. So Dragonster got toasted by a dragon, and then the sewer beast. And so she's a beaster. So
nice.
So if you guys recall, I found that no fly zone in Winter Spring, where if you fly through it, it will dismount you way up in the air.
Yes.
Can't fly for shit. Thanks, Winter Spring Stir. But apparently that's too long of a name, so Beaster it is. That's it.
Yep. Good
that
name.
Would make a fun good name. And can we make that the show title? No, we cannot make that the show title. No.
Oh, that's awesome. Commiserations, obviously, as we all know what a death can do to, you know, a little part of the soul gets a little bit, a little bit hurt.
Hashtag not bitter.
Not bitter, absolutely. Oh, that's a good one. We might have to utilize that one for the challenge tunes as well. Yes.
Not bitter. Mm. Well, what about you, Miss Lita? What have you done this week?
Oh, look, I've not done much, you get that. Not done much at all. So, I did hit 70. Oh, I haven't updated my show notes. That would help. I was playing my passy, so my Tauren passy from the contest. So she's still going. So we hit 76 Tauren Druid. So I'm determined. I'm like you. I'm determined to get a damn druid to 120. So we'll see. But we're at 76, so that's good. Round and round and round and round and round Sholazar, which is fantastic. I love that zone, so that's good. nice music. You know, it also helps. It gives me an idea what music I might have to have at the wedding. So, you know, it's good. There's like many things that this game helps with. So, you know, that's good. I'm finding like, yeah, maybe I can take that bit. Yeah.
Wedding
anyway.
Music.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to build a new house, and it's going to look just like the inn at Storm, you know, at, you know, Goldshire, you know, the Goldshire Inn, you know, that kind of background.
Yeah, no. Thank you for just don't tell him that, okay? That's fine. But yeah, so anyway, we got 76 on the Torrent Druid Passy, so I was happy about that. I did play Bloodthirsty this week. So I got her to 29. My undead warlock, because you know, I like to mix things up, not always play an alliance for a challenge to play, you know, do play hot, so that was good. Decided that I was going to start a team with Nisi, and I had talked about doing a team, and we did manage to do that yesterday. I'll talk about that in a minute, but when I told Execute I was doing that, he was like, hang on, what's going on? I want to we should do a team. So, and I'm like, yeah, we've got a team, undead team. And he was like, yeah, I think we should go alliance. We should do a new team. So I started another team with Execute this week. Dalaran Brownies Are Yum, because they are, is the name of the team. And we dinged level 46 last night. We only started the team Monday night. Sunday? Anyway, it's been like less than a week. So again, fantastic. We're gnomes. Does that surprise anyone? No. He's a hunter. I'm a warlock. So we've got the hunter-warlock combination, which is what we were doing with the undead anyway. We were doing the hunter-warlock combination because, again, he knows hunter. I know warlock. You know.
Oh, Lord.
There we
go. Is the wedding going to be cosplay, you know, where you have to wear costumes and stuff?
Well, no, but there will be some Warcraft-themed stuff within. So,
wow.
Yeah. But no, I am not wearing full Corruptor set. If I could, I would. But, yeah, it's, you know, that people might look at that as being like, you're getting married, you're in Corruptor set. Okay, so yeah, so we'll see. But no, there are themes throughout. We'll see. So yeah, fun and games, definitely. So anyway, we got 46, and then Nisi and I started our team yesterday as well, which I streamed some of that. So that was good. I didn't kill her, so you know, we're going okay. We hit level 16 and we made gnomes as well, so that was good. And Nisi went priest and I went warlock, because again, if you know a class, you might as well stick with what you know. I did Aminar about a warrior, because I thought priest warrior, but you know, that warlock, you know, Voidy just went, yeah, you know, just send me back, go be a warlock. And I was like, yeah, of course I'll be a warlock. What else could I do? We're getting there. So I'm now running two teams, which is good. So we're very much live and we're getting there, aren't we, Nisi? I think we had fun. I had fun. I hope Nisi did. Anyway, so we will see how we go. Anyway, okay, where's my news bumper? Here it is. Let's play this one, guys.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right. Now, we've got a couple of things we need to make mention of. So on Wednesday, the 22nd of July, that goes to the 23rd, it's just for, looks like it's one day, we've got the Auction House Dance Party. So, challengers, do not participate. There is a buff given, teleports you to the stage. The buff is called Happy Feet and causes you to heal when you spontaneously dance and lasts for 24 hours. So every time you get ported to the stage, it adds another day to the length of the buff and maxes out at 7 days. So this is not allowed. Okay? This is one of those where Winds of Wisdom is allowed. We can't do anything about that one. But this one for Happy Feet is, we not allowed on that one. So just remember, it takes place in the Trade District Auction House in Stormwind and Valley of Strengths Auction House in Ogrimmar. It only lasts one day. Avoid those places. There are other ones that you can go and utilize if you need to sell your greens or your whites or your blues or whatever it is. Or, you know what, just don't hold off and don't sell anything for the day and wait till it's gone. So, yes, that's the big thing. It is a lot of fun on a normal tune, but on a challenge tune, it's basically no-go. No-go, okay? So remember that. So we will make making mention to make you aware, because that's coming this week. What's it? Wednesday. So yeah, on that. The other thing I did want to mention is that we had a Hypnotoad. If I said it wrong, I apologize. Apparently hit level 60 in Classic. Well, Classic, he's been playing as an Iron. Again, because we don't have API access or any of that stuff. But we do say congratulations. Hitting level 60 in WoW Classic, it takes you a long time. So, I must admit, I haven't been playing Classic for a little while. So, but we say congratulations. And I look forward to the time once we get that API. Elminia, have we got any word on that? We're still waiting. Blizzard did say it was supposed to be coming. So we will see. We have to wait patiently. Patience is a virtue, right, guys? Apparently.
Correct.
In many aspects of life, including being a challenger. So yeah. And Nisi, thank you. We'll do a reminder tweet on Wednesday about the Auction House Dance Party. You guys have been warned on that. All right, I'm going to stop talking for a minute and I'm going to let you boys do the state of the challenges because I need to drink more coffee, obviously. But if we could start off with the irons, who have we got, please?
Number 10, Grumpy Soul at 73. Number 9, Philosophy at 74. Number 8, Liriana at 76. Number 7, Fairycom at 82. Number 6, Junkro B at 88. Number 5, Jank Test at 104. Number 4, Celery at 104. And number 3, 99 at number 111. Number 2, Hipsterism at 112. And number 1, Zaya Mill at 120. That could be me, I think.
Woot! You know what? I need to write this down. I need to get a cheer. I say this every week. See, people, if you don't write things down, Leader will forget. So. Okay. Somebody needs to remind me. Make a cheer.
Make a cheer.
Audio.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Love it. Right. I love it. Nice. I like it.
Austin Powers. Gotta love it.
I love it.
All right. Bloods. Depending on how you count it, Deserved is either at level 40 or 46. Red Thirst is at 45. At number 7, Blood Ranger at 50. In Sorcell, Cell, we know him, level 50. in what our Blood Ranger is at 50, Intorcel is at 60. I don't want him yelling at me because he will. Blood Trail, level 65, but RIP. Sorry about that. Zaya, your Bicey is at 68. Broken Tooth, 73. And Soul Snuffer is at 118.
So close, Nisi. Nice. Excellent.
You can do it.
I know. We're all just like, go, Nisi. Woot. All right. Passies. Who have we got, Zaya?
Return, Edgy Passy at 76. Number 9, Zaya Passy at 77. Number 8, Innocence at 79. Number 7, Peacemix at 80. Number 6, Beaster, at 81. And then number 5, Fairy Viola at 90. Number 4, Ash Passy at 102. Number 3, Pass 17 at 113. And number 2, Blame Chris at 113. Two.
Blame Chris? Oh, okay.
Fifth at number level 116. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, that's Paratons. Blame Chris.
Blame Chris. We blame Chris all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mwah. She'll appreciate that.
No, well, we're just testing to see if she's still listening in.
Yeah, she might be asleep.
Yeah.
All right, okay, tens. Go for it.
Only 6 this week. Mm-hmm. Finnan at level 21. 10 Shaman at level 26. Shimelki, 37. Truce, 39. Gustaversen, what a name, 43. And Iron Grimmy at 54. Good job, tens.
Nice. Okay, greens, go for it.
Number 10, Completion at level 70. Number 9, Very Lucky at 28 RIP. Number 8, FMR at 86. Number 7, Goldberg, level 90 RIP. Number 6, Daydreamer, level 92 RIP. Number 5, Lifestone at 95. Number 4, Ferrerin at 95. Number 3, Legend at 101. Number 2, Igarich at 110. RRP, Art of Rather at Chief. Number 1, Kroger at 111.
Yeah. Ouch. Greens. Wow. Rough.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll try again. You know. Rub some dirt on it. Mm-hmm. Walk it off.
Yep. Mm. Shake it out. You can do it, guys.
Yeah. Working man. We got a nice list here. Talik is at level 19 at the 10th position. Handro, unfortunately, RIP at level 21. Daye, 23. Tireless at level 52. DRWG. I don't even know if you can pronounce that, but died at level 55. Sorry about that. Oh, look, our favorite dude from down under, Work It Assy, level 60.
Work it, Assy.
I know, Work It Assy. I asked him if that's an adult film star name, because that's just a Work It Assy. It's like, okay. Anyway, that's why we get along. Yeah, focus. Not Nisi is at level 68. Nihai is at level 72. Fairy Work is at level 74. And Zaya Womel. Zaya, what the heck? Working Man is at level 91.
That's it.
Congratulations. Yeah.
That's it. All over the things. Alterholics. It is so good to see, especially from the veterans, but, you know, in our WoW Challenges community, people across many different challenges. It really makes my heart sing when I see that. So you guys rock, which is awesome. All right, I'm going to take the team. So we've got some iron teams this week. We have got at number 4, we've got Denial is 16, which is Nisi and me. Can you guess what the Denial is? We We thought it was clever, but have a think about it. We'll come back to that. At number 3, Dalaran brownies are yum. There we go, at 46. Number 2 is Undeterred at 60. And number 1 this week is Back on Track, hit 78. So well done on that. Blood teams, there is no blood teams. No blood teams this week. However, green teams, there is one, which is Never Give Up, RIP at 87. So I'm not really sure what's happened to that team. Commiserations, guys, because ouch, damn. But hopefully they will get back on. So Denial is a long river. Yeah, no. Good one. Good one, Chris. So no, it was. So Niecy's playing a priest. I'm playing a warlock. So Niecy's playing discipline. I'm playing... There's only one spec when it comes to warlock. Really. People, come on. Destruction. So discipline, destruction. D. And then N-I, Niecy. L-E, leader. Denial. Like it? We thought it was queer. We're in denial. Anyway. Anyway, I know if I have to explain. It's just, you know, it's one of those that you gotta might have to think about a little bit. So, but you know, these are the things that you do. Alright. Where's my bumper? Over here, let's play this one.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat!
Nice. Alright, thank you, Zorts. And we're gonna play as we like to start Chit Chat with. We always like to play this one, so let's play get the drum roll ready. Here it comes.
It's Ezzy's pun.
I have no idea, Zaya. Go for it. Read it. I don't know what he's put in. I copy and pasted. That was it.
The pharmacist said they only have the generic version of my laxative medication. I said, I guess I'll have to make do with that. I hope I didn't.
Those Blizzard poo quest, you know? It's just, okay.
Well, they have followed us through many expansions, so yeah, you know. That's it. Thank you, Azzy. Thank you, I think. You've done better, Azzy. Just saying. You know, no, not too much pressure, but you know, come on. Yeah, tough crowd. That's it. Which is me. Nice.
Tough crowd.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. What's Dave sent us?
Well, Dave, I think first of all, this is a cry for help coming from Dave. So he says, I came, I saw, I forgot what I was doing. I retraced my steps, got lost on the way back. Now I have no idea where I am or what's going on.
The story of my life.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead, caller. You're on talk radio.
I can relate so badly to that. It's not funny. So, Dave, love it. Love it. I'm going to steal that. And that's going to be my shiny motto of, you know, when I go, oh, shiny, and off I go. That's me. Then I forget what I'm doing. Off we go. So, yeah, I love it. That's awesome. Okay, we did get a question this week from Rolls. He says, stupid question, but when the rules say no food buffs, is that all food in general? No food buffs. Not all food gives you buffs, right, boys? What have we got? We've got many foods that you can buy from the vendors, from innkeepers, sure, that don't give you any buffs. Some normally stuff, I'm just trying to think, if you're doing cooking, most of the cooking ones will give you, especially high level, do give you the buff stuff. Sometimes I'm just thinking picking up, most of the pickup food don't have buffs, correct? But sometimes there are ones that you might get from a quest, a turn in of a quest, or when you're doing some of the world event stuff around that do have, you know, buff stats associated with healing or a bit more crit or things like that. So, but normal food that you can eat that gives no buff is fine. Otherwise, right click. Personally, I prefer to stay away from any food that's got any buffs. I vendor it. What about you guys? Yeah. What do you do?
I just buy normal food from vendors because it's cheap and it's, you know, three or four times your health anyway. So it's like, might as well go that route.
Mm-hmm.
On average, the food give a lot more health than you have. So,
yeah. Yeah.
When you're full.
Yeah. Exactly.
Then there are from vendors that give buffs, if I remember well, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, it's like anything. Have a look around and see. Most innkeepers in the zone that you're in is a good place to check. Or nearby is often, what is it, like a general or a trade person, or be like a food drink person. You can check those out. Most of those should have normal, like just normal food, no buffs. But never a stupid question. All right, so we're all learning. Everyone can be new and at different stages of the challenges. So thank you, Rolls, for sending in the question. We do appreciate that. Okay, anything from the chat room? Quest rewards often have buffs. Thanks. Yes, fair. That is correct. Other than that, I can't really see anything too much on that. So I think we're about good to wrap things up. Any last comments, boys, before we start to wrap up the show?
No.
Not really.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. Don't die. Well, I was waiting for that. Like, yeah, don't die, people. Don't die.
No.
Congratulations, Zaya. You know, all of that. So.
Yeah. No, to quote Zaya, don't do something stupid and die. Yeah. Okay.
That's it. No dying. Yep. All right. Stir, take it away.
All righty. We want to thank all of our contributors, no matter how you contribute to keeping the challenges running and the websites and stuff, especially to the Iron Elites. You know, we really want to say thanks. And you know who you are, but for those of you who don't, it is Aleandras, Assy, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing, Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fur, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gazden, Grand Nagus, Iron Man, Path, Keyvamp, Chris, Lyson, the dude that hangs with Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died. Hey, Never Died. I talked to him the other day, but he's doing good.
Good.
Busy. And you might see him down the road.
Oh, good.
Nisi, who hangs around with that other guy, Mr. Bright 01. Return of the Mac, that's Return of the Mac. Rude, myself, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, AKA Tiber, Tuli, Almenia, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. We thank all of you.
We do very much. Thank you guys for your support. It is greatly appreciated. Not only that the WoW Challenges admin, Sidestone, Stir, and myself always appreciate and love to say big thank yous to our wonderful mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz for all the things that you guys do, helping look after the forums. Zaya, thank you. Nisi, for all the things that you do. Chris, etc. You know, it makes our life so much easier with having you guys here and helping us out. So thank you so much for that. And of course, to the man behind the fixing of the codes and the website, Alminia, thank you for the things that you do to keep it running. We do appreciate that. And for fixing all of the things, because we know it's been very busy and things have been wonky API-wise. So thank you for all of that. To everyone here in the chat room over there, to everyone at home listening to the podcast, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate your support, and it means a lot. So thank you. Now, we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, July 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Zaya, thank you so much for hanging out with us today, joining us. And again, congratulations on your 120 iron. We are so very thrilled and proud of you. And yay! So excited. But do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
I'm very often on Wimmer's Accord in the guild, mm-hmm. on one way or another. I can be reached on Discord or at email at zayaqc@gmail.com.
Nice. Excellent. Thank you for that. Now, don't forget where you can find all of the things. Pop over to wowchallenges.com. There you will also find information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. You can listen to the show by downloading on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio. And if you would like to send an email to the show, you can send one to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stir, where can we find you, please?
Oh, along with Zaya and quite a gang of scoundrels over on Warm Rest Accord and also in Discord. Usually at the top right of your list, you'll find me. Just send a whisper. I'm glad to answer your questions.
Nice. Thank you for that. Alrighty, where you can find me, I am on Twitter. That's probably the easiest way, or in Discord. On Twitter, I am at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And of course, Discord is an easy way. Or you can also follow the WoW Challenges Twitter account. You can get me there as well. Before cool. I say the final thank yous, I just have to say a thank you to Chris for the bits. Appreciate that. And Anonymous Cheerer, thank you as well. We do greatly appreciate that, guys. It's very sweet of you to do that for us. So thank you to everyone in the chat room. Thank you very much. Alrighty. Our last letter. Thank you, Stir. Who have we got?
Sure. Well, you know, sometimes you think, hey, where's Stone? He hasn't been around lately. Well, he is around. We would like to thank him for doing the most recent version of the intro. And you can find him on Twitter at StoneGrasp. And this is normally where he'd go into, you know, pretend like you're holding one stone, blah, blah, blah. We're not getting into that. But thank you, Stone, for helping out. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity. He does our outro, which you're going to hear in just a minute. Mm-hmm. And you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly. So thank you very much for that. Alrighty, guys. Well, it is that time. We're going to say goodbye. So again, Zaya, thank you for joining us today. It's been fantastic having a chat with you. And again, we are so thrilled on your 120 iron. So congratulations on that.
Yes. Yeah. Congrats. Let's do another one. No, don't just stop at one. Come on.
That's right. Do it all again. And so thank you for joining me this week as well. Appreciate that.
Sure.
So everyone, please stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you again next week. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.